So let us begin our meditation with very deep, slow, delicate breaths. Deep, slow, delicate breaths. Let the breath come from a very deep space in your body. And relax into your breath. You keep your conscious awareness very alert. Be very interested in everything that is occurring, but not getting caught up in anything. As pure conscious awareness, we are the observer of all experience, of all sensation. And we sit transcendent of all that comes and goes, all that is physical, all that is mind. And we sit in the eternal principles. The highest principle of all is unconditional love, and its counterpart of wisdom, or you could call it total personal responsibility, to love unconditionally. It's the knowing of how to be love under all conditions. This is wisdom. But as conscious awareness, as soul, as Buddha nature, the first responsibility is to the temple that you reside in, your body and your mind, in other words. So you are the guardian, the carer, the tender of this temple. This is your sanctuary. Sanctuary must never be compromised. Through discernment, we are learning to honor it, to only let the most appropriate energies into that space, and to also guard our mind. Mind is like a child, needing to be cared for. You don't judge the mind, but you don't let it run you, rule you either. You're here to master it, to care for it, to be its loving guardian. A mind, a body that is loved and cared for in an appropriate way, is a mind and body in peace and harmony. It's like a child that's loved and cared for appropriately, the right discipline and guidance. This is self-mastery. It is the path to enlightenment. For to be the master of the body and the mind, love must be your intention always. And once you have mastered this, you have become love itself. In reality, we are all one. So once you have mastered this art of loving yourself responsibly, you then know intuitively how to love humanity, all beings. Once you know your own heart, you know the heart of your brother and sister. So let us use our breath as the central point of consciousness. Always the center point of yoga, which is meditation. The breath be open, flowing, allowing everything to flow freely. No resistance to anything. a need for defenses, no need for judgment, or condemnation, in other words. This is thinking that we are powerless in some way, which we are not. So let all thought, feeling, sensation flow right through you. This breath is like a flowing river running right through your system. Everything runs through you as you observe whatever passes by, learning to see it as it is without projecting anything on it. But at the center of this process is stillness. The center of the breath is a deep, deep stillness where the breath flows from and flows back into. It's like this is your heart space, your field of conscious awareness. It's deep, wide, and still like a tranquil ocean. And the river of mind is but a trickle compared to this great ocean. So you want to be reaching into this stillness all the time. Mind will push into this space, but let it do that of its own accord. Do not shut the door on the mind if you have a very strong will. You are here to master the mind, to befriend it. Don't want to shut it out completely, but you want to find that stillness. This is your center of awareness. From there you observe. And you could imagine that your point of observation is at the third eye, between your eyebrows, just in a little bit. It's like a beautiful star shining just above the ocean, watching, penetrating into the ocean, observing all that flows in. When that river of mind hits the ocean, it slows down, breaks up. Easy to see all that floats past, plenty of time. So breathe, flow, allow, and be still, and observe. And know that as pure conscious awareness, seated in great principle, you need nothing. All is supplied at this transcendental level of consciousness, despite what the body and the mind thinks. There is nothing more you need. Even if this is simply a concept for you, try to rest in it. Build a faith that everything you require is already yours. On all levels. Let everything flow through you. So your consciousness is radiating out from your heart, surrounding and embracing this little body mind. Just let the distraction flow right through you. It is but a moment. So you're radiating and surrounding and embracing this little body mind. And yet, even as this ocean, you're but a drop, falling back into the great supreme ocean of consciousness, pure cosmic light that is everything, that is pure love, So you are in turn embraced wholly and fully with everything that you need. So every breath you take is a gift to this body mind, full of light, full of love. Full of vitality, fresh energy flowing through you. So maintain this position of inner stillness, observation and flowing in your own way. Work with this body mind, always gently, always with forgiveness and acceptance. Let all feeling flow. Look directly at whatever thoughts keep coming round. See all fear as confusion. All fear-based thoughts as confusion. Forgive them. Accept them. Work with them. Hold them up to the light of truth. Let the light of truth, of heart, of love, let it do the work. Thinking mind, it just becomes the silent one with holding the door open to the heart, learns, watches. Let the higher self, the greater intelligence, do the work. You may even think of and say to yourself words of love. Contemplate on the highest principles. Whatever works for you helps you work with this mind. And let the music wash through you. Let it represent the energy of this great ocean of love. Let it just simply be background. Letting go with every breath, just allowing everything to flow right through you. No resistance. You need nothing. Here to take care of that little child of mind. Nothing to do, no responsibilities other than this observation and embracing in this moment. World is a million miles away. It's just you and your mind and your body. Embraced by light. By unimaginable love is at your disposal at every breath. Open your heart to this gift. Nothing is barred from you. All is yours for the taking. keep centered in your breath. Letting everything freely flow. As you surrender into the light pouring into your breath, pouring through you from your breath. Dropping deeper with every out-breath, letting everything go, nothing matters. All is now. Everything you need is now. Imagine the in-breath bringing in light, flowing through you. All heavy energy flowing out. As you're dropping deeper, becoming lighter, more expansive. Expanding out, flowing out, becoming one with all things. Feel the very pulse of the earth, of our mother, nature flowing through you. The infinite light of the cosmos flowing through you. Nothing else matters right now. Filling yourself up from the inside, radiating out. Overflowing. All that you need. staying centered in the breath. Let us move into the final stage of this meditation, the metta meditation. See yourself to start with as a channel for this light of love and wisdom simply flowing through you from your open heart and your intention to love. Let us begin first by opening our hearts out to those others in this group. Simply breathe our group members through our heart as they do the same for you. It's just simply merging of spirit. It's like a soul embrace, recognizing the one humanity, the one love in this room. All sharing a common journey. Letting that love flow out from you, embracing your brother and sister. And as a group, we are one heart, one purpose, like a lighted beacon shining out into the world. Also connecting up with and merging with all other groups around the world, similar intent. We all constitute this empowering of light into the human consciousness. Let us all now, in our own individual ways, pour out a positive vision for this world. Of this vision as a source of strength for those who are championing the truth around the world, walking, working to overcome poverty and conflict. All men and women of goodwill, reaching out to their brothers, showing the way, seeking to heal the environment, to educate people. Lifting people's hearts so they can feel the oneness, their place in the world. Only through the lifting of human consciousness can the solutions to the world problems be found. So we focus on the solutions, not the problems. Put out a positive vibration, being aware of the dilemmas, of the problems, but seeing only opportunity for spirit. With hearts open, spirit always triumphs, if given the chance. And metaphysically, it's like we're all people of similar intent, joining hands all around the world, radiating this love energy everywhere. Let some nice deep breaths flow this energy from you, pour it forth. Knowing that it flows through you, you're not giving anything of yourself away. Just an open channel letting the light flood into this human dimension. through your intent, your compassion. And know that you are at the head of the line of this love. Just as all beings are. One love. For all the same. So now move your awareness. Bring it back into your own inner self. Embracing your humanness. Deepening your conviction to walk your path of self-realization. Honoring your humanness. Learning to live your life from the highest choices, from the feelings of your heart. Let the heart guide you. As we travel this journey, may we continue to gather in the light of love, wisdom, and power to build a lighted temple within our own hearts that radiates outward for the benefit of all beings. May we become an example of the way for others to follow. So complete this meditation in any way that feels right for you. Come out slowly and gently, keeping your awareness, centeredness in place.